Jerry Bader Show, 951. We are at Nicolet National Bank, downtown Green Bay, 111 North Washington Street, just northeast of the Walnut Bridge. Stop by, say hi, bring something nice for the kids. By the way, I made a celebrity out of the nice lady that works back there. She's getting all sorts of calls. He's talking about you. They figured out it was her. People who know her figured out it was her. Yeah, he's talking about you on the air. I knew she didn't know that when she was fixing that thing up, our little box there. So want to thank her again for that, and thank everybody who has stopped by and brought something nice for the kids. Really appreciate that. So I want to finish up on a couple of fronts here. Scott Walker's advice in today's Wall Street Journal. What he's saying is, Republicans nationally need to, hey, Greg, Republicans nationally need to look at what Scott Walker and other reform-minded Republican governors have done in other states, how doing those things, leading, standing by your conservative principles, not abandoning them, leads to victories at the ballot box. He said, worry about the next generation, not the next election. And if you lose, you lose. That's indisputable advice. The problem is getting people in Washington to follow it is going to be just short of impossible, because the whole system has been built about around the next election. What did Scott Walker do? Now, here, let's take the House. The House is elected every 2 years. A lot of people think that's part of the problem. You get elected, you've got maybe 6 months, and you're worrying about re-election. Okay, Scott Walker faced that in the recall. He shouldn't have had to, but he did. He had to turn around in 2012 and face, in essence, re-election, even though his term wasn't over. Maybe the key is changing the Constitution to four-year terms. I don't know for the House. But the point is, stop worrying about but actually, that's not the point. Because Scott Walker's point is, I didn't worry about losing my job. I did what I thought was right. If the people of Wisconsin disagree, because of the recall law in Wisconsin, they were given the opportunity to kick me out. And he was willing to live with that. Look, if I lose, I lose. But I'll know I did what I thought was right. And that's all there is to it. And that's what he did. And his point is, though, it worked. But here's really what he's trying to hit home. What you have oftentimes, yeah, well, that works in a state where it works, but it doesn't work nationally, and every state is different. Well, his point is, in Wisconsin, which is completely a swing state, right now, there is an 11% overlap, if you believe the current polls, that 11% of the population support both Scott Walker and Barack Obama. His argument is, all right, the problem then is, if we were practicing conservatism the way it's being practiced in Wisconsin, or Bobby Jindal's Louisiana, or other states, this would work, but we're not practicing it in Washington. I don't think anybody can dispute that, and I think that's why a reform-minded governor, if not Chris Christie, if not Scott Walker, I don't know who else, Bobby Jindal, I think that is the recipe for 2016. Scott Walker isn't saying that. He's not going so far as to say, what I mean is, I'm the guy to go there and do it. Well, if you read the book, and I've read a good chunk of the book now, and you listen to this, he does seem to be saying, look, I know how to do it. It would be interesting if he's saying, I know how to do it, and I think another reform-minded governor should do it. That doesn't sound like Scott Walker to me. I think he's going to run. I don't know that. And, you know, I can ask him Tuesday when he's on, just like everybody else has, and he'll be evasive with me, just like he's been with everybody else. However, I really want to press him on this, because he's got this exactly right. And the question I want to ask him is, okay, if we shouldn't compromise our conservative principles, is Chris Christie a guy that won't do that? They're very close friends. It'll be interesting to see what his answer is to that. But this is the recipe. Now, granted, it works at the state level for reasons it doesn't work at the national level. One is you don't have the the professionals, the infrastructure of people who do that for a living in Washington and don't leave and come with every election. That's a big part of the problem. But his general theme, sticking by your conservative principles, is rock solid. And when somebody does, don't call him a rhino because you don't agree with the tactic. Ron Johnson, for one, yeah, I'm going to keep pounding on this because I'm telling you, people think that he bent, you're wrong. You're just wrong. He hasn't compromised anything. And that's where we can't, as Ron Johnson put it on my show, eat our own. Just because someone doesn't pass the 100% purity test of what you think is the right strategy, don't throw them overboard. That said, also, Republicans need to heed this advice and not actually compromise their principles. But it is muddied by the fact that we are not, well, you're not a real Republican anymore. Know the real ones when you see them. And reject compromising of conservative principle when you see that. But know the two when you see them. That's very, very, very important. I'm going to bring that up to him on Tuesday as well. The mistake that people make and not really understanding what that means. We'll get to all of that on Tuesday. More of Families with Children with Cancer, 111 North Washington Street coming up. And Mike McFeely from KFGO in Fargo. Going to have some fun with him today. That's coming up at 10:06.
Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.